Hey friends, it is a lovely Wednesday. Y'all know what it is. It's the Lit Southern Belle podcast, the one and only, the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava. Today we are talking about inadequacy, meaning that you feel like nothing's working out for you. Everything you try just fails, flops. You ask yourself, why is this not working? Why is this? You know, you want to throw a fit. You want to quit. I had a day like that yesterday. Won't go into complete full-out detail, but I'll tell you how I got through it, and I'll tell you what I realized. Stay tuned. All right, my friends. So yesterday, I found myself sitting and seeing all my obligations creep up on me. You know, when school started, I quit my job because it was completely draining and it was just horrible all the way around. I wasn't being valued as a person. I was being treated very, very rough. I know people say that, oh, that's the working force. Yeah, but you know, ain't no amount of money worth going crazy or losing your mental health over, or just losing your health in general. And also at the end of the day, I know what I'm passionate about, and I know that I'm a student, and I know I'm worth much more than some salary an hour in a horrible work environment that doesn't care about me. So as I sit here with obligations, I was like, you know what, I'm gonna find another job. I'm gonna do this and third. Everything that I'm doing is good things. They're very, 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 how do I say this, effective. It's just it's taking a long time to actually reap the benefits, I guess. And now I'm getting frustrated with that. I'm like, why do I have to keep sitting here waiting and waiting? I have stuff I need to do. I have things I need to handle. I need money. I need money. I cannot sit here and act like I don't need money. And I know what you're thinking. Why don't you ask your parents? I can. It's just that I was so used to making my own money that why would you want to go back and have to beg? And I'm a little prideful, very prideful. I hate that. But, you know, I didn't want to continue to be the spoiled little child that asks for money every 2 weeks. Even though my dad was like, I don't care what job you're working, if you're working or not, I will continue to give you money to support you. Which is great because some parents don't even do that for their kids. But I feel like some of it was my fault. Yes, I shouldn't have quit my job, but at the same time, my job didn't fit my schedule anymore because I'm a student first. So I had a reason, a great reason to quit my job. Then, well, I feel very inadequate to my personal goals with, you know, forming my business and forming everything else. I feel like when things are coming into fruition, it takes eons and eons to do so. And I'm just like, what am I waiting for? Like, what is this taking so long for? Like, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I'm so mad. Ah. You know, do I sit and do nothing and wait on it? Or do I, you know, keep pressing the issue and being aggressive about it? So now I'm sitting here teeter-tottering between these two states of mind that I really don't like to do. I don't like to sit and wait. I definitely don't like to oppress people. If they say they're going to do it, they do it on their own time. I understand. But, you know, it's like my timeline's not matching their timeline. And, you know, no one has an obligation to fulfill my timeline or to match it at the least. So that's very, very rough. And, you know, for the longest, I kept saying, something's going to happen. Something's going to break through to where, like, things will align the way I want them to. It's just, right now, I need to be taught a lesson. But I feel inadequate. Everything I do is just going to shatter, break, or just be at a standstill. I feel like everything I touch it does not turn to gold at all. It just does not turn to gold. But then as I felt like this and I was sitting down, you know, personal anxiety, you could try to use coping mechanisms, calm yourself down and just think. sometimes thinking is the worst thing we can do. That's a whole nother topic for itself. So I'm sitting and I'm just chilling, and I see myself about to cry, and I don't, because I sit and think, this time I'm taking to sit here and shed all these tears, I could be finding more solutions. There's so many solutions out here that I haven't tried yet, because not because I couldn't, it's because I didn't want to. Now I have to do something I don't want to get what I need. And I realize that's important. I need to get the things do the things I don't want to do to get what I need. Because at the end of the day, whether I like it or not, it's teaching me a value, teaching me some type of characteristic that I need to have and hold on to so I can apply to the things I do like. And I didn't think about it that way until I talked to a good friend. Which was very helpful. And, you know, I was telling them, I was like, I don't feel right. I don't feel okay. You know, I was about to cry like three times. I was found myself about to cry and I stopped myself. As soon as I said that, I received a phone call, and after the phone call, I felt much better. Much, much better. And honestly, everything the person said was correct. Everything's happening for a reason, but everything is just working its way out. It's just not on my time, and I can't be mad about that. I can't control that. I've learned to not really sit up and try to control everything that I oversee, because sometimes it's not for me to control. Just because you oversee things, then you have to control them. And, you know, I'm taking my time by learning that and executing that in my actions daily. But also, too, what I learned is that inadequacy really is just showing you to do more ways to make it work. Expand myself, stretch, and literally just get more uncomfortable. I saw a quote today. It said, when I saw my life getting harder, that means that I am in the process of elevation. That is powerful. That is very, very powerful. When I see my life getting harder, I'm in a process for elevation. And I saw that this morning, and I look back on yesterday and be like, wow, I'm stressing over nothing. I really am. I just realized that I just need to be harder on myself. But not too hard, no. But it's just that all these things not working out, it's not working out because it's not my time to reap the benefits from these events in my life. Not right now. I need to focus my things to other things right now so I can finish those. It's kind of like a process. It's kind of like a process that, you know, you got to do step one and two first before you jump to three and four, but you're working on 3, 4, 5, and 6 at the same time and trying to set them up, and really one and two hasn't even been completed. I realized that's what I was doing. And it's not the best. I just realized I need to take my time and look around and observe and analyze fully what it is that I'm doing and what it is that I'm involved in and what it is that I need. Not want, but need. And, you know, ways that I see people, you know, saying like, oh, this never works out, this and this never works out. Really, it's working. It's just, it's like exercise. You don't know that the exercise is burning fat until after 2 months, when you see those little lines coming for abs. The results show up later, not immediate. And I think, as for me or for anybody, you want the results to be quick, fast, and in a hurry today. Literally today. And sometimes that's not how it works. Results take time, results take consistency and complete discipline. And right now, that's what I'm learning, is to have complete discipline in the things that I do. Plug into them all the way, completely just let them resonate with me. And it's crazy that I say this now when it's towards the middle of the semester. Everyone's burnt out. Everyone's, you know, irritated. Everyone's mad. Everyone's just ready for homecoming because they know that they can party and, you know, drink their sorrows away. But really, what are you going to do after that? You're still going to feel inadequate. You're still going to feel like nothing worked. Just means the semester's almost over. I really just want to sit and just tell you all that if you feel inadequate, if you feel like nothing's working for you, keep doing what you're doing, because someone will see you and someone knows that you're putting in work. And, you know, most reasons sometimes people feel inadequate because they don't receive the pat on the back or they don't receive the good job. And I'm gonna tell you right now, you do not need that to feel like you are adequate to your career path or to whatever the hell you're doing. You don't need someone to tell you that you're doing a good job to know that you're doing a good job. Just ask yourself, are you satisfied with what you are doing? Because at the end of the day, if you're not satisfied with what you're doing, you're doing it for people, then you're doing the wrong damn thing. If you can wake up every day and do something for yourself and know that you love it and you have this passion for it, it doesn't matter if 5 people like it, 2 people like it, 3 people like it. If you like what you're doing, it's going to show. And the right people will follow you for that exact reason. You like what you're doing. You're not doing it because money. You're not doing it because you want to be seen. You're not doing this. You're not doing it for any superficial, shallow reasons. You're doing it because it's within you. And I think that that is very important. Most time people feel inadequate. Sometimes because they're doing the wrong, they're hate to say it, but they're following the wrong path for themselves. It's nothing that's definitely, they have no purpose. They're just being driven to any and everywhere, and there's no purpose, there's no plan, and that's hard. It's very easy to be feeling inadequate when you have no plan, no purpose, and you're just doing stuff just to do it. What is your intention? What is your goal, end goal? You know, it has to be deeper than making money. It has to be deeper than just, you know, I want to be seen. All I say is, if you're feeling inadequate, look at your surroundings. Are the people around you encouraging you to do your best? Can you learn something from them? Also, your habits. If you're feeling inadequate, sometimes we're, you know, the operator, us, is very, very dumb. We do things to put us in these inadequate situations. I'm not saying all the time. I'm just saying sometimes we do. Are you spending too much money to where you don't have any? Are you eating too much food to where you're not losing the weight you want to lose? Are you not studying hard enough to where you get the grades you want to get? You know, you have to realize that you have to change your habits. And I think that's when I mentioned the discomfort and everything like that. You have to change your habits in order to elevate. And that's why that quote resonates so well with me, that when she, and I'm going to say it again because it's so great. When I saw my life getting harder, that means I'm in the process of elevation. Meaning that everything you sat and verbalized and put out into the air is manifesting. It's just you thought the process was going to be boom, 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 when the universe or God said the process is going to be A through Z plus 1 times Y. And you're just like, what in the hell is this shit? But what it is your plan. And, you know, you got to be one with God or the universe, whatever you serve. You got to be one with that person and just realize, like, hey, I got this. I just got to keep doing this. I got to stay consistent. I just got to go along with the ride and try to get as much as I can, learn as much as I can, because if I don't learn this, it's going to come back in a different form. And it's going to hit twice as hard. So I need to realize what I'm doing and learn from the things I'm going through. Learn from the dark parts of my life and place those so I can end up having the light and the positivity and the love. I'm not saying you don't have those things now. I'm just saying you can have more of it if you take what you've learned and apply to your next phase of life. In life, you're always sharpening your tools of communication, emotion, and just complete your mentality as a whole. So never ever think that you're done and that you going through this tough time is going to make you stronger. And also the next day you're going to feel much better. You're going to feel okay. You're going to realize, like, I was stressing over nothing. I'm gonna figure out this, this, and this, and this solution. If it doesn't work, I'm gonna figure out this, this, this. You have to plan your things and do them with intention, and they'll come across better that way. All right, my friends, I hope y'all enjoyed today's episode. Make sure that you follow the Instagram page at The Lit Southern Belle, and also follow the Twitter, The Lit Southern Belle. Follow both pages. I want to get Twitter to 200 followers, and I want to get our Instagram to 200 followers as well. And if we get 200 followers on Twitter, I will start posting polls, discussing things, and discussing topics. And also, I want y'all's feedback on what y'all want to hear from me, because I want to know if I'm really giving, I just want to give y'all the rule book, you know? I hope you can take this episode from the rule book and just slap it onto your life, because that's what I'm here for. And also, don't forget to follow me personally at Mimi Nava. That's M-I-M-I dot N-A-V-A-H underscore. Also, follow me on YouTube at Mimi Nava. And new video will be posted soon, but that is, I will be released on my Instagram. And also click the link in my Instagram to get onto my YouTube channel. YouTube channel coming at the latest tomorrow. So just follow all my platforms and you get to keep up with my life and keep up with how I roll. The life of a Southern Belle. Get into it. Stay flourishing, my friends.